Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled.
A sweet baby James bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. For staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original website for everything else we do, except for my new book, which is ageofthecustomer.com. My new book is called The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the moment of relevance. I hope you'll check it out. I wrote it for you, my friends. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read and listen and watch videos about my ideas at ageofthecustomer.com. You can also click there to buy it if you want to. And I'm if the ebook is not up on, you can buy the hardback, of course, through multiple ways there, including from me if you want. But if the ebook is not ready at Amazon, it's just going to be ready any second now. Jim McCann is our guest, folks. Yeah, Jim's back. Yeah, that's right. I hear you. I hear the standing ovation out there. Thank you for helping me welcome Jim back. Jim's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com. He's the author of the new book, which I'm very excited about, Talk is Not Cheap, The Art of Conversation Leadership. Jim McCann, thanks for joining us again. Thanks for being back on the show. Congratulations on your success. One of the things that you talk about in your book is the conversations that you've had with family. As you know, in my opinion, 99.9% of the time, all small businesses are family businesses. Even if there's not an employee who's a member of the family other than the founder, the family is tied directly to the founder, who's tied directly to the business. So I think all business, small businesses, are family-owned business, and there's a lot of conversations that have to happen for those relationships to remain healthy, aren't there?
Well, I'm listening to you say that, and it's so true. And it used to be, Jim, it used to be that people were embarrassed to tell you that they were in a family business. It wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And I remember not too many years ago here. As you know, my brother Chris runs the business, mm-hmm. He and I are in some meetings with some ad agencies, and they dress really cool. They wear a lot of black, and they come in from the big city
here, right?
out to Long Island here, and I sat through one more presentation, and I heard them talk about the fact that you don't tell people that you're brothers and that this is a family business. That's not really cool. And so they left, and I sat there, and it was just Chris and I in the boardroom, and I said to him, what are you thinking? And he said, I don't know. He said, I haven't heard anyone really give us any really great insights here. And I said, no, I think they gave us some really good insight. And he said, well, what good insight did you hear? I said, what I heard is we shouldn't be listening to these people anymore.
That's right.
And I said, look, we're a family business, and I'm not embarrassed about that. I'm proud of that. And they said, we shouldn't call ourselves a florist because that's not cool to be a florist. I said, we are what we are. And I would say, let's do the opposite of what they said. And by accident, I coined a term called, let's embrace our floristness.
I love that.
Chris called kids about it all the time, because when we look at what we're going to do in advertising or what we're going to do in how we communicate with customers, he said, let's not hide the fact that we're a family business.
Look what happens if
we're a florist.
When you go to your favorite Italian restaurant, probably the reason it's your favorite Italian restaurant is you can cut the Italian with a knife. I mean, you cut the ethnicity with a knife. You know, if you go to an Italian restaurant...
And the other reason it's your favorite restaurant is they know your name.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, you know, I don't mind telling people that I have a family business. My wife is in the business with me. I work for her. That's, you know, there's no confusion about that, Jim.
But the other point I thought you were making was good too, Jim, and I'm sure you make it in The Age of the Customer, your new book, which is, if you're in a small business, even if your family doesn't work in the business with you, They're going to feel it. Oh, yeah. They're going to know it. They're going to live it and breathe it too. And that's not a bad thing.
But it's not an easy thing either for a lot of small businesses, especially if the partner, the wife or the husband doesn't work in the business. When things are tough, it's hard to bring that home because we don't want to scare them, right? I mean, I can remember not wanting to take things home many years ago, and because, you know, if things were tough, you know, how are things going? Oh, great. You know, things are pretty good. You know, when really they weren't. I needed help. It's hard.
Yeah, that's a good point. And
it's hard to have
that remember
conversation,
those days.
Isn't it?
You used to feel a little bit like Michael Corleone at the end of Godfather 2.
Right.
When he tells Kate, I told you never to ask me about my business.
Never ask me about my business. That's exactly right.
But you know what? They know.
Yeah.
They know when it's not going well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's okay to shield them from that. You don't need to come blabbering home about the ills and the things you're concerned about, but they know.
Right. Well, I love what you said there. Say that again about the floristist. What is it? What would you say?
We embraced our floristness.
So, folks, if you're in the tire business, you need to embrace your tireness. If you're in the hamburger business, you need to embrace your pattiness or whatever you want to call it. I love that, and don't be afraid. Take it from Jim. Don't be afraid to tell people you're a family business. You know, and folks, here's the thing. You know, Jim, some people might say that I don't want to tell them I'm a family business because that sounds like I'm a mom-and-pop backwater kind of company. But you got a publicly he's got a publicly traded company, folks, and
I had a conversation, Jim, last week with one of the most successful hedge fund guys in the world.
Yeah.
And he taught me a lesson along these points. And he said, Bruce Springsteen sings about being a Jersey guy and born in the USA, and he's so narrowly focused, yet he's so popular around the world just because of that very specific focus.
Socrates said, be in reality what you appear to be. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.